I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Radio family, good morning and welcome. Another weekend edition of Community Focus officially gets underway. Thank you for tuning in. Welcome to our intercom stations and thank you for listening Saturday and Sunday mornings. Another wonderful opportunity to have your company, radio family, and the company of members of our Community Focus family. I have three. Let me get myself together here. I'm going to blame it on the weather. But let me say I have three good brothers joining me this morning. We are going to engage in a wonderful conversation to get you very familiar with a particular agency that definitely gives back to our communities. Before I tell you who that is, let me say good morning to DeAndre Clayton, Chadwick Ray, and Jared Johnson. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well. So glad to have you on the program. Programs@matter@gmail.com. That is a side radio family that we're going to be speaking of quite a bit this morning. But what we're going to do is talk about what a fraternal benefit society is and why it should matter to us. So, gentlemen, thank you very much, because this is actually, first of all, I normally say new members of our Community Focus family, but because we had such engaging conversation before we even got on the air, you literally are my brothers, so your family. I really do appreciate it. And thank you so much for. So let's answer that, because that actually is a question I wanted to address to all three of you. So we'll kind of do a round robin. Okay. We'll go around the table. That's the wonderful thing about being in a studio. We kind of get to share things. So that'll be the case with the microphones too this morning. But what is a fraternal benefit society and why should it matter to us? And whoever would like to go first, go for it.
I can start first. What I'd say is this. The easiest way to understand what a fraternal benefit society is, mm-hmm. is think about what you go through to open up a checking account. Right. Okay. You can open up a checking account at virtually any bank that you see down the street, you know, a for-profit bank like a Bank of America, right. SunTrust, Wells Fargo. These are great banks. But you could also open it up through a credit union. Mm-hmm. And anybody that has a credit union, generally, you can't get them to be quiet about it. They say, I love my credit union. Right. It's so much right. better than this other bank. But far too often, people have no idea behind the curtain the reasons why. The real reason why is Federal Credit Union is a 501c1 organization. They're not for profit in the same way that a church or a charity is a 501c3. Mm-hmm. And because of that, they spend their money completely differently than a for-profit bank would. Right. For-profit banks, they spend their money on shareholders because they have profits that they have to uphold. They spend a lot of time and money in advertising, mm-hmm. where a Federal Credit Union, a not-for-profit, they spend their money on programs. And the programs were created to financially help out middle and low-income America. It's the reason that people say the fees were lower. I was able to get my first home through them.
Right.
There's an auto loan. You know, don't get an auto loan until you do it through your credit union. Their rates are way better. It's because they have these programs with them being a not-for-profit. And as long as you have any account through them, checking account, savings account, money market account, credit card, whatever, they consider you a member. And as a member, you have access to every one of those programs. Now, if that makes sense to you, that is exactly what a fraternal benefit society is, except it's in a different industry. We just talked about the banking industry.
Right.
Fraternal benefit societies are in the insurance industry, and most people don't even know that they exist. Wow. Okay. Yeah. When people, like, one of the first financial decisions that most people need to make at some point, especially if you have a family, is you need to get some type of life insurance. Mm-hmm. If you had a life insurance policy, you could get that through a for-profit insurance company. And you know the big ones, the State Farms, the Allstates, right. the New York Life, et cetera. Great companies, but they spend a lot of money so that you can know what, you know, the logo, you know, or you can know exactly what their jingle is.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like a good neighbor.
Yeah. You know, the rest.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, they spend hundreds of millions of dollars so
he
that you can remember
key,
that jingle. Oh, I know how to sing. Yeah. You know how we get down, right, family. Right, right. All y'all got tunes too. Josie. Yeah. But, you know, with that being said, you could have your money there and they spend hundreds of millions of dollars so right. that you can remember the jingle. However, fraternal benefit societies, they are not for profit. They're 501c8 companies. So in the same way, again, that charity is a 501c3, they're a 501c8. And similar to that credit union, they spend their money differently. The for-profit insurance companies spend their money on shareholders and, like I said, hundreds of millions on advertisements, where fraternal benefit societies, they spend their money on programs. And these programs were created to financially help out middle and low income America. And same thing, as long as you have any account with them, any life insurance policy with them, then you have access to every program because they consider you a member.
Exactly. Excellent points. Very well said, because you're right. The association with a lot of those big name companies, like you say, come through the jingle. But then what's more importantly, what else do I remember that company for, which is even more important,
right.
as to the services that they provide? Exactly. Anyone else would like to add to that?
Right. That's definitely right. And especially when you think of like State Employees Credit Union, for instance, or Truliant, or these different credit unions, one of the reasons they like them is because the rates are also lower.
Exactly.
So that is also a part of these programs. They come at a lower rate than what your normal company would offer you. So it's just an amazing opportunity to be able to get a well-needed product. Something that you definitely need in your life, but then also be able to actually level up on the different aspects of your life. So as we get into the different programs, those nine programs, you'll see a lot more about that.
Absolutely. And so, radio family, that you'll know exactly who you're hearing from: DeAndre,
Chadwick Ray,
Chadwick, and Jared. So, Jared, I'd like to get your input on that same question as well.
Well, for me, I think one of the biggest parts of a fraternal benefit society is the fact that the programs that's provided, as Chadwick pointed out.
Right.
And the fact that it's centered on low income and middle income America, because a lot of times those are the demographics that are most overlooked.
Right.
You know, and a lot of times, you know, the higher class or the higher income individuals are the ones who are more catered to. And so it's very easy to overlook, you know, once the everyday workers, the blue collar workers,
exactly,
teachers,
right,
the nurses, you know, the city workers,
firemen,
people like that, the firemen,
firemen.
Which I do happen to work for the fire department in Winston. So, you know, so that's something that's really close to my heart as well.
Right.
So, you know, when I see something that can really benefit, you know, people of those walks of life.
Absolutely.
And something that, you know, is going to help not only them, but their families and the community.
Absolutely.
And that really the only thing that needs to be done is just awareness needs to be brought to it.
Right.
You know, and so once we can do that, that's where the most benefit is going to come.
Absolutely. And to have, of course, this opportunity here on today's public affairs program to bring that knowledge to our listeners. So I thank you, fellas, for that. Nicely done with that first question. So tell us about the competitive scholarship program that's being offered, or that is offered.
So what I would say about that is I grew up with a single mother in the house. And what she always told me is I need to go to school. Chadwick, you need to get some good grades and eventually you'll get yourself a good
job.
Yeah, you had the same mama. DeAndre had the same mama. DeAndre had the same mama.
I think we do. And particularly, Chadwick, between you and me, because we were both just discussing off air, we're both, well, you're still in the area of D.C., but I was born and raised as well. I haven't come from a single parent household.
There you go.
You know, exactly. And same thing, you know, she said, along with grandmothers, go to school, do well, good grades, make a good job, you know, make the money so you can have a good job and things of that nature. But the importance of course, with schooling, of course, the question on every parent's mind is, how am I going to afford an education for my child?
And I'm going to tell you what, in 2020, not just the parents, but the grandparents
Absolutely,
trying to figure it out. The whole community's
community,
trying to figure
true.
It out.
That's true.
And I'm going to share something with you that you probably already know, right?
Mm-hmm.
The powers that be, you know, my father-in-law would probably say the man, right? The powers that be. I need you to understand, they know this advice that has been given out as well. Go to school, get some good grades, and get a good job.
Right.
And there are people that behind the scenes create entire businesses to try to get interest out of you. The entire thing. They say, hey, you know what? You know, we can continue to raise up the price of school year after year
right.
after year, and
yeah.
nobody can touch us. In fact, in the last 30 years, the price of college has gone up over 400%. And I need you to understand, 30 years ago, it was not cheap to go to school.
It really
wasn't.
It was
expensive then.
Exactly. And then when you have a parent say, don't be on no 6-year plan because, you know, my finances won't cover it. Mm-hmm. Because what amazed me when I was in college, I was finding out kids had been there. I'm like, wait a minute, you've been here how long?
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to figure out, you got to be spending on your mama and daddy's dime, because I can't imagine any parent wanting their child to be in school for that number of years, especially if they're not focusing on getting that degree.
Right.
Because there were more times at the frat houses and the parties mm-hmm. than they were in the classroom. Mm-hmm. And he was like, okay, well, that may explain why you've been here for a hot minute. You know, but not with my folks. They like, do what you got to do, get in mm-hmm. and get out.
It's about as bittersweet as it comes
yeah.
because you can't just say, well, forget college, because right. virtually every employer is going to look at it at some point.
Exactly.
So they could say, you know, we're a monopoly. You know, right, colleges, right. we could charge whatever we want, mm-hmm. deal with it
exactly,
or not.
Exactly.
75%
yeah.
of high school students, they're accepted into their first choice of school, but over half of them can't even afford to attend it.
Exactly.
Right? There's over $875 billion in student loan debt, which is more than all credit cards combined. And this really gives teenagers the ability to make financial decisions that grown-ups should be making, right?
Yeah.
Remember the decision that you were making when you were a teenager, eating ramen noodles every single day, thinking, hey, I'll get by sodium.
Right, right. Right? Yeah, exactly.
Some
right.
of us are still eating ramen noodles
now
because we couldn't afford this amount of money that they're making us pay for this higher education. You know, it is what it is.
Me
Let's
too.
Just suffice it to say this. We're in a place where we have to figure out ways to be able to cover this cost.
Right.
So our kids aren't in school for 6 years and just waste a ton of money.
Exactly.
And then they're in insurmountable debt. We have
right.
to figure out grant scholarships, ways we can access money. Their scholarship program is really set up so the masses could be able to access it.
Right.
Most companies, if they have any scholarship program at all, maybe they're giving away one $20,000 scholarship. Maybe they're giving away two, you know, $10,000 ones.
Mm-hmm.
This company said, we want to give away a good amount of money, but we want to give it away to as many people as possible. For years, they've been giving away hundreds of scholarships, 250 every single year,
wow.
and they're worth up to $8,000 each.
Wow.
$2,000 renewable every single year. And you know, most scholarships, you need to have like a 3.8, 4.0,
right, exactly.
4.1.
Exactly.
This company only requires you have a 2.8 GPA.
Wow.
That is a C+. That is an average student. And here's
mm-hmm.
the thing. If you have a GPA that's lower than that, you have a D average, F average, you say, you know what? I'm ready to go ahead and change my life. Go to a community college, get it up, and then apply
for
this scholarship.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Any follow-up with that, DeAndre or Jared?
And another thing, the scholarship, you can apply for it up to age 24.
Wow, really?
So yeah. this is not a situation where it's just, oh, you know, you finish high school. That's
mm-hmm.
your only opportunity to apply for these scholarships.
Right.
So that's one of the things that I really appreciate about it. And in my former work, you know, I've done pension analysis, I do retirement, I do Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
What really appeased me about it and helping my clients was grandparents are able to actually qualify their grandchildren
wow.
for a scholarship through
exactly.
their final expense policy.
And that's great to know, because you just touched on that earlier, Chadwick. There are a lot of situations now where grandparents are kind of going back into mm-hmm. that role of parenting.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, it's just for their grandchildren. But Jared, did you want to comment or add any additional thought before we go to break?
Yeah, I mean, it's so important, because you know, the you talk about college debt or, you know, university debt, it's such a hot topic now.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
You know, and it's getting to the point where they have even discussed possibly canceling it altogether.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when you really think about this scholarship funding program and the way that it could possibly help children, like you said, you know, our parents always used to talk about, you know, get in and get out,
get
you know,
out,
because
right.
a lot of times we may not know exactly
what
we
you want to do,
mm-hmm. you know,
exactly.
so, you know, so this will help along those lines. It will help alleviate pressure on the families,
exactly.
on the children as well.
Right.
And so, you know, at the end of the day, you know, this is just another way that it can be helped out in the community.
Excellent. And off to a very excellent start. This is just the tip of the iceberg, Radio Family, because throughout the course of our continued conversation, I'm going to share with you some other great programs that are being offered. By the way, Foresters Financial This is the company that we are referencing here this morning, Radio Family, on the weekend edition of Community Focus. Just so you know exactly where you can see that these great programs have helped a lot of families, and we certainly want that to be the case with your family. If you are looking for a fraternal benefit society, and especially if you do have children that are maybe in route on their way to college,
correct,
some that may be currently enrolled in some type of college program, and you're trying to figure out how your son and daughter is going to complete their schooling, the competitive scholarship program is a great way to obtain that information. Well, fellas, wow.
Mm-hmm.
These first few minutes will go by with a quickness, but I'm glad we got a part two
to the
rest of this public affairs program. So DeAndre Clayton, Chadwick Ray, and Jared Johnson. Brothers, welcome to the Community Focus family.
Why, thank you.
You're so welcome. And thank you, Radio Family. Indeed, we will be back. More of the weekend edition of Community Focus right after this. It's more of the weekend edition of Community Focus. Thank you, Radio Family, for tuning in here on our intercom station. Saturday and Sunday mornings, a great opportunity to hear about good people who are doing good things in our communities. One great organization, an agency that's doing that, is Foresters Financial. DeAndre Clayton, Chadwick Gray. Chadwick Ray, if I slow down, Chadwick, I can get the name out.
However you say it, it's good with me.
And Jared Johnson. So does anybody ever confuse you with Chadwick Boseman? I'm just going to ask.
All the time.
All the time.
They say, you pretty. You real pretty. I say, yep. That's my brother. Brother Nomsi.
Do they come up to you and say, Wakanda forever?
There you go.
There you go. I love it. But thank you, brothers. We do have an opportunity to share a few laughs, but equally so, and just as importantly, we have a great opportunity here on this public affairs program to get the word out. As we do continue in conversation, I was mentioning a couple of things that we could really get into detail about the other great programs that Foresters Financial offers.
Okay.
I wanted to have you gentlemen share a little bit about the Orphan Benefit Program, because that may be something that a lot of our listeners have probably never heard of before.
Absolutely. So the Orphan Benefit Program, let's go back to the example of those same grandparents.
Right.
Right. They're walking and they have the super young children and people thinking, are those their kids or what happened? Because there's always a story associated with that, but often we don't know what happened. I'm going to tell you, far too often, the parents passed away and now the grandparents need to take care of those kids.
Exactly.
I'm going to give you a real life example. Me and my wife, Melanie, we've been married for 13 years. And if anything were to happen to us, then it would be my wife's mother, Miss Joanne, Mama Jo, that would be taking care of our kids. She's just around them 24/7.
Right.
Right. And we hope that would never happen. You know, but if we're out and about on a date and somebody's texting and driving and boom, we're gone, somebody has to take care of our kids. Mm-hmm. What I love about Foresters, again, as a member of the Fraternal Benefit Society, they actually will pay child support to help make sure our kids are taken care of. They will pay the new parental guardian, the grandparent, or whoever that new parental guardian is, $900 per month per child until they turn the age of 18.
Wow.
And there's no maximums on that. If I'm dealing with somebody and they have five children, God forbid they're no longer here anymore, then the new parental guardian is going to get $4,500 coming in every single month. Now, that won't make them rich, but it will make sure that those kids have food on the table, clothes on their backs. They're already going to be dealing with the emotional side that their parents aren't here anymore. We want to make sure financially they're going to be okay. Now, when they turn 18, they're no longer going to pay that orphan benefit because they're no longer children. However, they give them an amazing send-off to college, $24,000 per child.
Wow.
That they're going to be awarded to be able to go to school, right? Both of those parents are gone. It's a huge way to make sure that if you're here, we know you're going to make sure your kids are okay. Apply for that competitive scholarship. But when you're no longer here, we want to make sure it's wiped out and it's taken care of.
Absolutely. And that's just one of the wonderful ways to really just lift that huge weight that a lot of families may be dealing with if they're dealing with situations such as that. Chadwick, what I like, this actually falls under what you call the well-being benefits. So you have the everyday money, you have the legal link, you have the orphan benefit, you even have a terminal illness loan that many people may not be familiar about. Now, I mentioned earlier Radio Family, and here will be a great opportunity that as you're listening to our conversation here on the weekend edition of Community Focus, look up programsthatmatter@gmail.com.
Correct.
That'll be one way, kind of peruse around it as you're listening to us this morning. to really see firsthand outside of what you're hearing this morning here on the weekend edition of Community Focus. Now, Jared,
let me jump in right there. So that is our email address. So if they ever need to reach out to us, if they ever want to go and kind of peruse the website, Foresters.com.
Okay.
Foresters.com. Mm-hmm. And then I'd say go to the link that says the Foresters Difference. It breaks down every single one of these programs that we're talking about here today.
Right.
And keep in mind, as long as you're a member, remember the credit union, as long as you have any checking account, savings account, with a fraternal benefit society, any insurance policy, life insurance at all, it doesn't matter how much or how little it is, you're a member. And as a member, you have access complimentary to every one of these benefits that we're talking about.
And thank you for the correction on that.
No worries.
I really do appreciate it. Now, Jared and DeAndre, any additional thoughts, especially on the orphan benefit program?
When it comes to the orphan benefit program, one thing I really, really, really like about it is it also applies to those who are adopted parents.
Oh, great.
So in my experience, I've been corresponding with a number of different adoption agencies because normally when somebody takes a child into their home, they're taking them out of a circumstance that they want to make sure that child is cared for.
Right.
So what better way to express that than to provide them with protection that makes sure that even if they've taken them out of that situation, something happens to them that, hey, I still have extended, you having some form of security. So for me personally, I think that was the most overwhelming thing. And then when you start doing the math, even if you had an insurance policy, this could pay out more than what you have.
Absolutely.
It's a member benefit. It's separate.
And you know, the beautiful thing that I'm getting from this conversation here on Community Focus is that there are so many different family dynamics. Mm-hmm. And it's like really nobody is left out.
Right.
Whether you are the natural biological parents, whether the adopted parents, whether you're the grandparents.
Right.
Sometimes we even have aunts and uncles that may have to fit or they take on that role, that parental role. So whatever the family dynamic scenario or situation happens to be, Foresters Financial will cover that family.
Absolutely.
That is fantastic. And Jared, I know you wanted to add something as well.
Yeah, just to go along with what you were saying, say, for example, if the grandparents were already the legal guardians and they passed away, whoever the next guardians would be, whether it would be an uncle or something of that sort, they would be able to receive that benefit as well. So really,
fantastic.
The focus is on the children, to make sure that they're taken care of. So it's just another one of the programs that's there.
Absolutely. You know,
that's a great help.
And here's another great program that we'll get the particulars on for our listeners this morning. Let's talk about what's called the Emergency Assistance Program, because in life, emergencies happen. They occur.
The Emergency Assistance Program, what I really like about it is, as you mentioned, life is a cycle. We go through our highs, we go through our absolute lows at certain times, and the emergency assistance helps you during those lows when an emergency strikes.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, an emergency would not dictate, I hit my big toe on the headboard. I know it feels like an emergency.
And all of a sudden, why am I speaking four languages?
My toe begs to differ.
But so it doesn't cover things like that. But I know in our experience, when it comes to the storms and, for instance, Wilmington that got hit.
Exactly.
There were checks that were being paid out to the members of Foresters during that whole entire time. And then the next storm came.
Yeah.
And then they just refreshed it and continued paying those checks out.
But you know what, too? And I don't mean to cut you off, DeAndre, because this just puts into mind, especially because you would never think, especially here in the Carolinas and in and around the Piedmont Triad, which is mainly on dry land, that there have been some areas within the last couple of years, we've been hearing frequencies as far as stories about earthquakes happening in neighborhood areas.
Yeah.
You know.
You're exactly right. I mean, just this past year, what we had a school that had to relocate all the children to different districts.
Exactly.
So we understand that these things happen. But for the parents that have to undergo those things, they're able to have some kind of solace, even if they have to be displaced.
Right.
You know, do you need a hotel for the night?
Exactly.
You can use your emergency assistance.
Exactly.
Possibly.
Even when Greensboro had the major tornado that came through, I think it was about, is it going on 2 years now, if I'm not mistaken? Yeah. But yeah, it's like you said, especially knowing that an emergency can strike at any time. But under this particular assistance program, whether it's large scale, an emergency is an emergency, but nice to know that that program offers the type of assistance that any particular family would need. Now, here's another great program. Tell us about the community grants program. Let's get the 411 on that.
All right.
Do you mind if I rewind back on the emergency system for just a moment?
Certainly, certainly.
What I did want to make mention of is, yeah, hurricanes and tornadoes and things are going to happen. But seriously, if it's something that you deem as an emergency, still call them. I can't promise you that everything that you say is an emergency is the same thing that everybody's going to say is an emergency.
That's a good point.
But here's what I can tell you. This company is looking for ways to be able to help out their people.
Yeah.
Okay. We all know how the average company works. It's profit, profit, profit. When you deal with a not-for-profit, it means their sole purpose for being in business is not for profit. This company, their thought process is they're trying to figure out how they can help to move forward middle income and low income America that's struggling and need the help. You and I both know most people are only, you know, two flat tires away from a catastrophe happening in their life. This company realizes that. They don't wait for you to just reach out to them. Like when a hurricane comes, they're emailing us, the people that work alongside the not-for-profit. Here's an email that I got. It said, please be advised, you know, that there's disaster relief assistance that's going to be available to members that have been affected by Hurricane Michael. This was about a year ago.
Right, right.
Eligible members experiencing significant personal hardship as a result of these events can receive grants to help with immediate needs. Members that are in force and have a certificate, here are the affected areas: the states of Florida, Alabama, Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia. There are approximately 17,399 active members living in these areas. This is in bold. We are continuing to monitor the situation and we'll send updates as we learn of other areas that are affected. And what they do is they'll shoot that to us and we reach out to everybody and say, call this company. They have cash. Call this company. You need access to this money. You lost power, you know, for a day.
Right.
Call them. They may be able to hook you up with a couple hundred dollars. You lost your groceries.
Right.
They want to get you on your feet.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's very well said, because this is one thing, Radio Family, you can come to appreciate, and not just listening to DeAndre, Chadwick, and Jared, and myself, Renee Vaughn, here on the weekend edition of Community Focus, but see for yourself that Foresters works with communities to make our purpose a reality, investing time and money in ways that can work together to make a difference. And that's the key, definitely. Thank you for that. Now the community grants program. Mm-hmm. I know that's another good one that we can chat about too as well.
So what I say about the community grants is this. In 2020, 2021, I'm pretty sure this is going to be the case as well. We have do-gooders that are still out there. And what I mean by that is there are people out there that desire to go out and do good in their community.
Right.
What we've learned is far too often, people that desire to go out and do these things, they just don't have the bankroll to make it happen on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know what? I want to go out and help feed the homeless. Hey, you know what? I want to go out and do a clothing drive. The kids in my community are going back to school. I want to do a backpack drive. The senior citizens, I want to do like little kits for them so that they know that we care. If you don't have the budget where you can start dropping $1,000 every month or $2,000 every quarter, don't worry. You can apply for grants. They could help to fund your dreams, right? You can go out here and really make a difference and help it to be paid for by Foresters, because that's what they're in the business to do. They want to empower people to go out and do it. They have something called Fun Family Activities, which, by the way, you can apply for up to $2,000 every 3 months. That's where that number comes from. Every quarter, you can apply for one of these activities. So a fun family activity is plan a fun-filled day for your family and fellow Foresters members to participate in a family-friendly trip to amusement parks, water parks, museums, theaters, sporting events, and more. I've been a part of multiple activities like this, and you wouldn't believe it. They'll say, hey, it is Six Flags Day.
Right,
everybody
right.
that is a member of this fraternal benefit society, mm-hmm. you and your whole family go out. We're paying for the whole deal.
Wow.
You know, yeah. I've seen them send people to professional baseball games, you know, the Washington cool. Nationals. I've seen them yeah. send people to basketball games. Like, it's your job to figure out what is it that y'all want to do, mm-hmm. and you create it, and they can help to fund it. They have nice. Community volunteer activities.
Yeah.
And I'll let my guys jump in on this as well. But let's just say care packages. Show someone you care by giving them essential items in the time of their need. Gather, sort, assemble various items into themed kits to help support a cause or a group in need that you care about. What if you're leading, you know, a group of young people and you say, we want to go out and do something.
Right.
Apply for the benefit and it's paid for. Mm-hmm. It's taken care of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even community beautification. One of the things that, you know, plagues the community sometimes is we look at a neighborhood and we say, oh, that's a nice neighborhood.
Right.
Well, technically, every neighborhood can be nice.
Nice. True.
All of us just have to take an invested interest mm-hmm. in making our neighborhoods nice or even maintaining those things. So,
right.
Do you want a playground in your community?
Mm-hmm.
You can get the grants to be able to put a playground in your community. Maybe get some new pavement for the basketball court in your community.
Right.
Just to make sure that the place that you see as your community, you feel like it's really your home.
Home. Exactly. And it really is, as the expression goes, neighbor helping neighbor in a sense like that. It's the weekend edition of Community Focus here on our intercom stations. Thank you, Radio Family, for the great company Saturday and Sunday mornings. And I want to thank members of our Community Focus family. I got my newest brothers here on the program. Yeah. They fam yeah. for real.
That's right.
DeAndre Clayton, Chadwick Ray, and Jared Johnson joining me. Renee Vaughn. Anything additionally about the community grants program, Jared, that you would like to contribute?
Yes, to go along with what DeAndre was saying about the community beautification
mm-hmm.
as well. What goes along with that is to create and construct as well, where there may be a community project or maybe a building or some construct
right.
that we would like to make that would benefit the community. Maybe something to do with the arts.
Yeah.
Maybe it might be a resource center or something of that sort that will help benefit the community.
Absolutely.
And whether the scale of the project is small or large,
mm-hmm.
it can make an impact.
Jared, I'm glad you mentioned that because, and I've talked about it with other members of our Community Focus family, when we talk about the arts, when we talk about music, when we talk about the programs that sadly, you know, those were things that when we were kids, coming up through school, that was like kind of prerequisite. You know, you mm-hmm. took art,
mm-hmm.
you took, you either did band or you did mm-hmm. chorus or
yeah.
you did drama,
yeah.
you were in
yeah.
plays.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, you know, schools are just up against the wall because there are budget cuts. They've got to find ways to which, and this can be a whole totally different subject. Unfortunately, so many teachers not getting the respect. In fact, given that North Carolina, now you may want to chime in on this, Chadwick being from the D.C. area, but here North Carolina, the teacher pay is down towards the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And sadly, we're losing so many teachers in this area left and right because the pay isn't compatible to their skill
mm-hmm.
of teaching. Mm-hmm. But to say all of that, to get back to the programs that a lot of schools, unfortunately, may be taking away from our kids,
mm-hmm.
how great through Forrester's Financial that there will be other means mm-hmm. in which kids can still stay actively involved in the arts,
100%.
In music, mm-hmm. 100%. Yeah.
Well, absolutely. One thing that we know is no matter what organization that it is, the 80-20 rule applies.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, you're going to have 20% of the people doing 80% of the work. The only problem is... Mm-hmm. It's going to take 80% of their money to make it happen.
Right.
You need somebody that has your back. Wouldn't it be absolutely. Nice to have that rich uncle that cares about the community?
Right.
Well, we got a rich uncle, folks. You know, it's the problem is just most people aren't aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we live and die by the fact that we have got to make our people aware of what they have access to.
Absolutely.
These resources are for them. They're stored. They're stored just waiting yeah. on you. All you got to do is apply for them. Once you're a member, you've got access to a lot.
Absolutely. And that is a beautiful transition. Thank you, my brother, for doing that. Because
mm-hmm.
the next question is, let's talk about the Everyday Money Program.
Mm-hmm.
That's really important and is very beneficial to the community as well.
What I'd say is this, okay? They have many, 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 many programs.
Mm-hmm.
Me personally, this is Chadwick Ray speaking. I think the Everyday Money program, hands down, is the program with the biggest potential to make a serious impact in our community.
Nice.
People that look like you and me, Jared, people that look like me and you, DeAndre, people that look like me and you.
Right.
We're in a position where the powers that be, they'll just with one broad stroke say, hey, you know what? Their credit is terrible. They don't know how to do this. They don't know how to do that. I'm going to tell you, you know, I get that it's a joke that we've heard over the years, but it's a joke that I'm tired of hearing. You know, I feel like us as a people, us as a community, if we just have the education on it, we could blow past anybody else. I believe we're kings and queens, you know, but the Everyday Money program, it helps us to understand the mechanics of money, right? If we understand the rules of the game, we can win. But if we don't understand the rules, we're going to lose and we're going to keep on losing. And then our kids are going to lose, too. Right?
So it's got to start with the knowledge.
It always starts with the knowledge.
It starts with the knowledge and especially sharing that knowledge with others, which we're trying to do here on the weekend edition of Community Focus. So thank you for that. Jared or DeAndre, any additional thoughts or comments on that?
Yeah, I would say along with Chadwick, the main thing that's important to me is the fact that we're talking about financial literacy in a sense of what has disenfranchised these people for so long is lack of financial literacy. So, you know, you deal with other cultures who may have somebody there who, you know, has set up this for this, set up that for that, set up that for that, and let them know, hey, this is how this works. This is
exactly
how this works.
Right.
We in our community have had a fear or a phobia towards a financial conversation sometimes.
Exactly.
And so what better way to drop that? You don't have to have the financial conversation with somebody in your family and you feel embarrassed or anything like
exactly.
that. You can just call into the line and your child can learn how to balance a checkbook.
Right.
It doesn't just affect you. You can have your child actually talk to a financial counselor for free.
Right. Exactly.
And then, you know, actually learn. It's not just about IRAs or Roths or because investments are good.
Right.
But how do you take care of your groceries?
Exactly. The basics.
Yes.
The basic needs.
And that was one of the things that really stuck out to me when I called in. The lady just wanted to highlight, we're just trying to make sure you can keep food on your table first. Mm-hmm. Everything else is secondary.
Right,
you can invest after that.
Exactly.
But you need to make sure that your budget and your livelihood is taken
care of. Right, exactly.
And I'll jump back in on that.
Sure.
Just because, again, I just think this is, if any program you hear, this is the most important one for our culture.
Right.
Okay. Like he said, they focus on basics. They're basically an accredited financial hotline where you could call them as often as you want. We tell our people, listen, I will be calling them every single week, asking them these questions. And once you've got an understanding there, then you can start focusing on the higher level stuff. But let me tell you this. I'd say a vast majority of our people, they don't have an understanding on all of these questions. So we say start here. Here's one. If I have debt, what is the best way for me to eliminate it?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, some people say, well, that's pretty straightforward. You pay it off, right? Mm-hmm. Well, what if you have multiple different debts? What if they have different interest rates? What if one is way higher than the other?
Right.
Right. There's a lot to go into that. Here's another question. What should I be doing to prevent going back into debt once they help you to get out of it?
Exactly.
How does credit work and how do I increase my credit score? You know, like that's a huge one right there.
Absolutely.
Right.
There's a
method to it.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And you just brought to mind, Chadwick, because I saw this in the news, I believe, earlier this week. The FICO score, the typical way with which most of us, when it comes to knowing what our credit score is, some of that criteria is about to change. And it's important that we know that as those changes take place, what necessary actions do we need to make sure that our credit is at a place to where we can buy that house, we can get that car?
That's one of the questions.
Exactly. There you go.
One of them, we say, hey, you know, what is the process of buying a home for the first time?
Right.
Listen to my voice.
Right.
If you're renting, there is a way. It doesn't have to elude you forever. It's just very specific things you got to do. And once you know the rules of the game, you could win it.
Exactly.
For people to say, I already have a home, but I do have my dream home that I want to get. Have you ever sat down and talked about what type of income and what type of credit would you need to afford that specific home? You only got one life, ladies and gentlemen. You can get what it is that you want. You just have to figure out how to get it. This company helps you to figure out the finances behind how you can get it.
That's great. Jared, any further thoughts?
Yes. So, you know, like Chadwick and DeAndre were saying, you know, it goes from the basics to also the investment side of it as well.
Right.
I think Chadwick mentioned it, or DeAndre mentioned it a little while ago. You know, even with, you know, when we talk about retirement, we know that's a big thing.
That
you
is.
Know? And you know, a lot of times when we think about retirement, we may think about, you know, our parents, our grandparents. Mm-hmm. But, you know, preparation for retirement starts early.
Absolutely,
you know,
yeah.
It starts in our, well, really, it starts from childhood if we're preparing, you know, our children. But in our 20s and 30s, we need to start thinking about that,
absolutely.
You know, early on. You know, what's the difference between a traditional retirement account, a 401k,
right.
a Roth IRA, you know,
absolutely.
What are the tax benefits and the tax implications of those things?
True.
You know, how can I make my retirement work for me? How can I make my money last through my retirement?
That's true, because you know? I also think, too, of another important group. Well, actually, two. You know, we have the millennials, like you said, that represents the younger side.
Yes.
But, you know, for I would say for the sake of us in here who are seasoned,
yeah.
and we the baby boomers, you know, the thing yeah. is... Because the big question, another big concern, Social Security.
Yes. That's exactly
What's
right.
going to happen to that in the next 10, 15, 20 years down the line, if it'll even be around?
Right.
And you have so many people that are so reliant on it that if the government does decide that they want to cancel this program, that's going to put a
that's
whole lot
hurt
of people.
A lot of
yes,
people.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Right.
And just to piggyback off of that, from a Social Security standpoint, you know, I deal, most of my clientele is low income. You know, low income subsidy,
right.
or rather it be extra help or Medicaid community. And the way that they got there is typically they're only living off of their Social Security.
Exactly.
So it's very important to start talking about these things early, because
exactly.
once they get into that situation, they're like, man, I you know, I worked so hard. You know, we understand seniors. We understand you have worked your butts off.
Right.
We get it. And for the younger ones, you may not even have that benefit of Social Security. The downfall
exactly.
is projected for 2034. So, you know, if you haven't had that type of situation where you have sat down and really done some homework,
exactly.
You may be in a situation where there is no check waiting for you at the end of your,
exactly.
you know, journey. So
yeah.
we just want to make sure that we get this message out to the
Absolutely.
Community.
Now is the time. That's the key. And time does fly when one's having fun. Let me get to my last couple of questions. And to say, gentlemen, I'd love to get you back on a program. We'll get to that in a few minutes.
Okay.
But let me ask, do you do speaking engagements?
We absolutely do. You know, I believe between the three of us, you know, we probably have close to two decades of experience going and speaking on stages, small or massively big.
Okay. Great.
So I'd say if you are a person that you have connection to a group that you want us to come and just educate
yes.
on these very things, we do it constantly, you know, and we could give a ton of examples, you know, offices, you know, we've gone to schools and spoken to faculty, parents. We've done community organizations, community events, et cetera. But the biggest thing is we feel we have a duty to educate us.
Absolutely.
And I think you know what I'm saying when I say educate us, because if we don't educate us, then nobody else will.
Very true. Now, how can someone get involved if the message stood out to them here on Community Focus in particular?
There's many different ways that you can become involved. I'd say if anything,
right.
Become a member. Use the benefits. In the same way we talked about that credit union, if you are not a part of a good fraternal benefit society, contact us. Call our number, 336-355-1125. Email us, programs@gmail.com. If you listen to this and you say, you know what, I think our entire community needs to hear about this, let us know. You can
right.
help us to bring awareness.
Absolutely.
All the time, they have a compensation plan for people that are members. If they say, look, I'm short on money, I could use some extra money, they'll pay you for word of mouth. You can go out and bring awareness to the community. The average person that works with us, they have a full-time job, they have a family, they're crazy busy, but they have an hour or two where they can go and spread awareness to this. Very simple way to pay off your debt, save some serious money doing this.
Exactly.
That's how I personally got involved. You know, I had a background in accounting. I was working for the government as an auditor, but I needed a way to make a little bit of extra money because, again, we were doing what we were told, going to school, getting some good grades, getting
right.
a good job. My wife was getting her master's. I needed a part-time job. And I have a background in ministry. So when I found out about this, I was like, wow, this is the opportunity that we can help our people and still make a little bit of money on the side. Fell in love with it. And I've been doing it full time for the last 11 years now.
Wow.
And then lastly, I'd say, again, because we're not for profit and we only grow by word of mouth, if you have like a serious expansion mindset, a business mindset, we need your help. We are trying to, like, we want millions and millions and millions of our people to at least be aware that this exists.
Right.
Because what I've learned in doing it over a decade, if I go up to 100 people and I ask them, have you ever heard of a fraternal benefit society? Yeah. Normally 99 to 100 say, no, I have no idea what you're talking about. And when we break it down, they're like, I need that. So the more people that we become help to become aware, we feel using things like the Everyday Money Program and community grants, et cetera, it could make a huge impact in our business.
Absolutely.
And in our community.
Well, thank you, my brothers, for bringing the awareness here on the weekend edition of Community Focus. I definitely want to have you back, which is why I say there are no goodbyes just until next time. DeAndre Clayton, Chadwick Ray, Jared Johnson, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
And until that next time. I look forward to chatting with you again. Great conversation this morning. And Radio Family, thank you for the good things you're doing in our communities. Please continue to keep up the good work. And please return next weekend. I'll have another member of our Community Focus family, and we will engage in another great topic of discussion. Gentlemen, I've enjoyed my conversation with you again. Wow. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. And that will bring to a close another great weekend edition of Community Focus. So until that next time, enjoy the rest of your day, Radio Family, and the rest of this weekend.
Love
Take
y'all.
Care.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.